Do you want more time? Do you want more money? Do you want more success? Do you want to really start turning your business into a legacy that you could look back on one day and say, wow, that was pretty cool? Well, tune in for the next 10 minutes to Irene Gutman and Tom Oss's podcast, Work Smarter, Not Harder. Here's our hosts now.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Okay, good. As you can tell, I feed off of your first line whenever you come onto the show. Hello, everyone.
I did. I didn't say hello, everyone, today. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Anyway, so thanks for being at the meeting today. Appreciate it.
I did, too. It's good to get an update on what everybody's doing to be part of the team.
Yeah, we're rocking and rolling. I was burning the midnight oil on Saturday night. We had a client that we just launched. It's skinsolutionstech.com. That's T-E-C, skinsolutionstech.com. And she sells a skincare line for people with, different types of skin. But there's a focus on acne treatments. And she has a personal story with that. So she is very much invested in it. But I was working until 3 o'clock in the morning on Saturday night, Sunday morning. And then we went, my friend had a birthday. We went out to Connecticut to do a paintball tournament.
Paintball is such a great idea until somebody hits you with one of them and it hurts.
Yeah.
By the way, the website looks beautiful.
Thank you. I got to give that to our graphic designer, Delilah Blue Flynn. You can check her out at blueflynn.com. Fantastic graphic designer.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Paintball aside, I picked time shifting today because it's one of our favorite topics, and we haven't covered it in a few months, so it's likely people haven't heard it before, and it's the kind of topic that you need to hear every so often. Because we're all very busy. This is the holiday season, and people are busier than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many of you go through this, but I think it's very common. You look back in January or February, and you're like, wow, I wish I enjoyed that time more. It was the holidays, and I got everything checked off my list, or almost everything, but did I really enjoy that time? You know, because what are we working for if not to have quality of life?
So right.
I think this is a great topic for this time of year.
I fully and wholeheartedly agree. And time shifting, you want to define it, Irene?
Yeah, time shifting is, the premise is we live in a culture where we try to do too many things at one time. We're rarely present in the moment. We think multitasking gets things done faster. Actually, there's no such thing as multitasking. Our brains actually can't do it. So we're doing one thing, jumping to another thing. We feel very busy and productive, but the end results are often minimal. So time shifting is kind of the opposite of this, is where you use techniques to actually shift into a place where you're doing one thing at a time and it's blocked out. So time shifting is often combined with time blocking. It's blocked out to focus on one thing. And when you focus on one thing at a time and you're really present and you give it your all, it's delicious. It's wonderful. It's so great to work in that space. Like Tom, when you were doing just that website in the wee hours of the night or morning, wasn't it great though, as tired as you probably were, wasn't it great just focus on that one thing without anything else going on?
I got to say it really was, because there were no interruptions. I was able to get it done without worrying about if this email was coming in, that email. Mm-hmm. And, I hadn't gotten into the space in a few months. I mean, we've done about 400 websites over the course of the company's existence for 15 years, but more and more the team handles those. So, the more intricate programming, but I like to get in there once in a while, not necessarily just for getting the site done, but also for increasing my knowledge. Because as we know, technology, there's always something new to learn.
Yes. And sometimes people refer to that doing one thing at a time as getting in the zone. And it's amazing. If you haven't experienced it in a while, but you've experienced it in your life, don't you miss it?
I do.
You know,
well, not at 3 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, but yeah, I miss it.
Yeah, no, I meant that for our listeners, because a lot of people have not been in that space in a really long time.
Yeah.
It's years. It's years. And some people have never let themselves even taste that feeling of being in the zone, doing one thing and being fully absorbed in it. It's very hard in our culture today. So
you got to taste the rainbow, people. You got to taste the rainbow.
So how do you do that? And one is to let go of the myth that time multitasking works, because it truly doesn't. So just let yourself off the hook on that one. Okay. And schedule your time. So according to your priority, so that you actually give yourself the space to do one thing, you'll probably get done faster and so much better. And then comes the shifting. And here's the hardest thing. And I have seen this in every area of my work for many years. People have such a hard time shifting into that space where they give themselves permission to concentrate on one thing. So what does that look like? It might look like turning off your email notifications, turning off your cell phone or your cell phone notifications, putting it away from you, and giving yourself permission for the next hour, I'm going to work on this part of my work, let's say. And it brings up some anxiety at first, because we're not used to this. Maybe an hour is too long. Maybe you get too anxious. Maybe it's 45 minutes. You know, maybe it's a half an hour. Let yourself dive into something. And the shift is the hard part. But once you're there, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
There's lots of rituals that people make up for the shift. I knew one guy, he had two businesses. And when he was doing his real estate business, he was at like a house flipper. He took a wooden like statue of a house, and he put it on the front of his desk. And that was his permission to flip into that role. Some people take a walk around the block. Some people use music.
I absolutely use music. I love using music.
Yeah, you're very music oriented. I might get up, go to the bathroom, go upstairs to get something, come downstairs, refresh my water, settle in, and then give myself permission. What I can't do is check my email.
Yes.
Because then I get lost in email land. And then you click on this, next thing you know, you're 4 or 5 clicks down the road. And how did I even get what I'm working on? So I definitely can't do the email. And I'm not so important that I have to check my emails every 5 minutes. And
right.
Sometimes, you know, you need to kind of get over yourself and be like, the world is going to keep spinning if you don't check your email for a half an hour or an hour. Very few of us are dealing with situations where we have to check it 20 times an hour. So
yeah, I tell the story many times of that. I worked at a company that was very toxic, especially the way that they handled the team. They just like got down on the employees and everything. And one employee, and I'll say, he was toxic. He was toxic to the company. He was toxic to the boss. And he was toxic to me based on the fist fight that we got into 15 years ago. You know? I'm a little more mature. I just do paintball these days. But there was he used to repair computers. And there was a picture or a saying, quote, on his wall in his office that said, your emergency does not translate to my problem.
Failure to plan on your part does not constitute an emergency on mine.
Yes, you've heard of the saying.
I love that saying. I love it because people will try to pull you in. And it's very hard sometimes when someone's panicking to be like, hey, I didn't create this. You didn't need to create this. You know, so you can't. Yeah, you have to set boundaries sometimes. People's quote-unquote emergencies. And it's one thing if someone does it once in a while, because everybody makes mistakes. It's just another thing when it happens over and over again and you're expected to keep coming up with the solutions. So, let's talk about ourselves. Okay, so let's think about a way to shift into a place where you give yourself full permission. Now, I personally, there are things I don't like to do, like around my house. You know, I don't like to clean up my kitchen. I don't like to do any jobs where there's so much to look at, so much to do. So when I give myself permission to do one thing at a time, okay, start in one spot, go clockwise. I actually enjoy things that I didn't think I liked to do. A lot of my work tasks are actually fun when I only do, give myself permission to do one thing at a time. So sometimes the multitasking is absolutely so incredibly pleasant. I mean, not multitasking, a single focus working really enhances the quality of our day. And we have memories. Like when you're never present in your life, you don't have a lot of memories, at least not vivid memories of what you did last week. We just kind of get by. This is our life. We need to live our life. And I'm saying this knowing that our whole culture is set up against this. So I'm not saying it's easy. It sounds simple, but it's not easy to change our habits. So just do a little bit of it. Put a toe in the water and try it out. Like, you can't do an hour, do half an hour. Now, in that half hour, you might be really, like, hyper the first 10 minutes or 15 minutes. You might not, like, get a lot done. But the next time you give yourself that half hour, then you might be productive for, of that 30 minutes, you might be productive for 20 of those 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And the third time, maybe 25 minutes. And you get you start practicing it. It's a skill. And next thing you know, it's one of the best things you ever did for yourself. So
yes.
To 2023, let's give up the gift of single focus. Again, the world's not going to fall apart. Most of us are not that important. If you're an emergency room surgeon, that's different, but most of us aren't. And we can afford to focus on one thing at a time. In the long run, we get more done, better quality of life. So what else? Let's come up with a couple of creative things, Tom.
Yeah.
You know, some people do like kind of things that seem corny, but they stand up and they do a position of power. Makes them feel really strong. And then they go and they do their work. It doesn't matter what you do. You can jump up and down on one foot and make up some silly chant. It doesn't matter how you shift. Just
I do have a few ideas that I jotted down before our meeting.
So, oh, cool. Let.
Yeah. So the first is definitely the walk or some sort of movement. So it depends on the type of work that you do, of course. If you're sitting down a lot, then it might make sense to get up and walk around. If you're doing a lot of physical activity, it might make sense to sit down. It's different for each individual and demographic and life situation, career situation. You may be working from home. You may be working in an office. The point is to switch it to something that you're not doing, but preferably something that's beneficial for your overall well-being. So what I do, and my dog is looking at me right now. He's like, what's going on? I take the dog for a walk. You know, we got this huge dog about a year and a half ago, and he kind of likes me. I kind of like him now. And we go for a walk around the block so that he can intimidate everybody in the area. No, he doesn't. He used to go up, and now he's just like people and other dogs are barking back at him, and he's just like, whatever, I own this place. So he's cool that way. And I kind of like that mindset. But that's one thing. I do have a habit of checking Facebook because, you know, I don't know, I just do, but it's not the best thing. But I try to get up and move around. You mentioned about the kitchen and everything. It's something that's kind of ironic. I mean, I'm a guy, so you wouldn't think that this would be calming. But I actually like doing the dishes. I like cleaning up the kitchen. I like doing the laundry because it's stuff that's moving me around and doing something.
Yeah, it works. It does work for some people.
If I haven't worked out yet, I'll hop on the Bowflex and do 15 minutes of just like moving around. Those are all things that can help you to be able to shift around in the realm of time shifting. And when this podcast is done, Irene, I have three specific steps to help you with, getting into the swing of time shifting.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, let's have it now.
Let's have it now. All right. The first is to block out your time for the time shift. And I'm going to specifically focus on the dreaded thing that I often wax about. Email.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
I hate email with the white hot intensity of 1,000 suns. And so And over the last year, I've focused on this a lot, is not to spend as much time on email, because I think it's an absolute waste of time. You send out one long ass email and five more come back. So as best as possible, you block out your messaging time. My thing right now is I still got to do it three times a day, but a half hour in the morning, a half hour in the afternoon, and a half hour in the evening. The late afternoon before finishing up. And then anything that you can't address, you put it on a to-do list. Don't do it right away. If you can't get it done in that half hour, don't do it. I'm being totally honest. That's one. Second, use tools that are at your disposal. And this is the number one tool that I would recommend you use. If you use Gmail, and let's face it, about 70% of you out there do.
Right.
Look at the tool that allows you to schedule and snooze your posts and your emails and your messages so that they go out at specific times. And you can have messages pop up for you at specific times. What this means is you won't lose anything. You'll be able to address the items at the times they're supposed to show up and at the times that people receive emails. And if they don't fall into your schedule, then it just pops to the next day. That's okay. And the third suggestion is to set it and forget it. Don't worry about missing an email. And again, you know, their emergency doesn't constitute your emergency. So there's always the phone. If people really, 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 really need you, they could pick up the phone and start dialing you. All right. That's the thing. Email is low on the chain. It's great for transmitting technical information. It's horrible as a communication system.
Okay. All right. I like that. I think that the notification techie part that you talked about might need a little explaining. So maybe when we have a seminar, you can actually show us that on Zoom or in person.
I'd love to
know more about that. Yeah, because I know how much you hate email. You found freedom. Or at least some lifting of the burden. That would be amazing.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be happy to do an email seminar.
So they say it takes 30 days to set a habit. And I always give myself more. I think that we should always be kind to ourselves. But imagine if you set this habit and did just a little bit in the next month or 2 months, it doesn't matter. Imagine how much quality of life you add to 2023. Because once you do time shift for one block of time, you're going to want to do it for others.
Absolutely.
So I'm excited about that. It seems so simple, but it's so wonderful.
Yep.
Okay, so guys, just trust us and try this. We're being very persuasive because we really believe in it. And we want you to have a better work life, quality of work life. It's so important.
Amen. And stay tuned. I know that we have been talking a long time about doing an in-person seminar. We have those in the works in the background. So in 2023, now that we've, not completely, but largely gotten past the pandemic that has occurred over the last 2 years. And you know what? I used to, and I never took it so lightly that I would make fun of people that were suffering from it, but just how much our world has shifted. I don't joke about it anymore. It's affected us all in so many different ways. So we're not making jokes about it anymore. I apologize if I said anything that caused people that it's always in the spirit of just trying to find something lighthearted about the situation. Mm-hmm. But I'm not joking about it anymore. But now that we've largely gotten past the pandemic, and hopefully it will stay that way, we're going to do that in-person seminar next year. The Work Smarter, Not Harder seminar. We'll have a whole bunch of guest speakers. I have a few lined up already. Irene, we're going to talk about this a little more.
Yeah.
So stay tuned in spring of 2023. We're going to line it up and we'll have a great time. We'll have food, fun, festivities, all that good stuff. Maybe we'll get a boat. Great. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Okay, everybody. Have a fantastic week and thank you for listening. And I hope you get one little gem out of this podcast.
Well, Irene, thank you are the gem.
So are you, Tom. I enjoy this a lot. So thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, take care. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Hey, if you want to take your project management and collaboration skills to the next level in your company, check out Basecamp.com. We've been using it for about 5 years and we love it. The whole team is on it. Not only do you get to collaborate with your team and with clients, you can also store documents per project. You can chat online with your clients and colleagues. It's just a great tool. Check it out at Basecamp.com.